Well, Trump just proved one thing yet again in dealing with India, that the only thing more dangerous than being America's enemy is being its ally. Trump is angry that India is buying energy from Russia. And Trump believes, like all the neocons, he believes that the United States alone has the right to tell every country in the world who they are allowed to trade with and what they're allowed to buy and sell. Trump believes this. This is the way he acts, talks, and he's demonstrated an insane level of arrogance towards India with his social media tweets that are saying he doesn't care about India and Russia and their dead economies. Dead economies? Again, Trump is living in a delusional alternate reality. The Russian economy is thriving. Russian cities are thriving. Russian production of military weapons outpaces all of NATO combined, including the United States. The Russian currency is strong. Russian mining, Russian steel is incredibly strong. Russian technology. I mean, my God, to call that dead, if you want to see dead, go look at the U.S. economy in reality. Look at the empty malls. Look at the closed down restaurants. Look at the gutted ghost town downtown areas of major U.S. cities that were once thriving metropolis zones. If you want to look at a dead economy, look at what the United States has become. But Trump is living, again, in a delusional reality. So he goes out and he insults India publicly, which is an incredibly stupid thing to do. And he slaps India with a 25% tariff on all Indian goods to say, how dare you buy energy from Russia? Now, this is going to have the impact, of course, of accelerating India's embracing of BRICS. This is what's happening all over the world. Trump's behavior, which is beginning to resemble a crazy person in a bar, running around, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to punch you. Like, that's Trump. We've all seen that guy. And it's like, you just feel sorry for him, you know, because he's insane. Eventually, somebody punches him in the face and he just drops like a rock. Like, that's probably what's going to happen to the United States. And it'll probably be either Russia or China that punches the U.S. in the face. But the way Trump is operating right now all over the world, it's a little scary. He runs around to every country and says, hey, you do what we say, and we say that you have to purchase all this energy from us. You got to buy our natural gas at crazy, insane prices. And, you know, von der Leyen of the EU said, sir, yes, sir, how much do we have to buy? And Trump's answer was enough to bankrupt Europe, pretty much. And von der Leyen is okay. She got just completely decimated and publicly shamed by Trump, which is hilarious, by the way. I got to give Trump credit for that. Anytime you can make the Europeans look like the idiots they are, that's a win. The European leaders, I mean. Next up, Starmer, you know, MERS. Let's get them all. Make them all look like the idiots they are. But Trump runs around to India and now to South Korea saying, you got to buy our energy. You got to invest all this money in the United States. And we're going to tariff you on top of that. So you lose, you lose, you lose. And see, this is the art of the deal from Trump's point of view. Trump doesn't believe in win-win. He's not a diplomat. He's not a statesman person. He's not even really a negotiator. He's a bully. He believes that if we win everything and you lose everything, that's a good deal. He doesn't believe in letting the other party also meet some of their interests. He doesn't believe in sustainable relationships with other nations. He believes in total domination. And that worked, actually, post-World War II for the United States. It worked for a long time because, well, most other countries didn't have nuclear weapons, for example. And they didn't have, you know, strong economies. They didn't have modern technology, etc. They didn't have the Navy that the United States had. So the U.S. was able to, for decades, run around the world as the bully and just say, we're going to dictate the terms of world trade. We're going to control the sea lanes. We're going to control imports and exports. We're going to tell you who you can trade with. But that day is over. That day is over. It's just that Trump doesn't realize it yet. See, that's the problem. And he and his team members, almost all of whom are over the age of 65, let's say, not that you can't be well-informed and also be over the age of 65, but his team, they're living in the 1990s or the 1980s. And they think it's the same. And they think they can just run around the world, and they're finding out that they can't. Because look at what's happening. India is basically saying, we're going to protect our own national interests. And it doesn't matter what you do, the United States, whatever tariffs you slap on us. Look, you know, we need domestic energy, and we need it to be affordable and abundant. And one of the best trading partners for that is Russia. So India is going to continue to purchase energy from Russia. And you can't blame them. It makes sense geographically. It makes sense economically. Now, South Korea, Trump just announced a deal with South Korea, which means South Korea got a bad deal. Same kind of thing. South Korea agreed to invest hundreds of billions of dollars in the U.S. and to buy all this LNG, which no doubt is a windfall of profits of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions, for Trump's allies. And you can bet all the top people in the Trump administration get a piece of all this action one way or another, either with buying and selling commodities, options on commodities, or actually getting royalties on the gas sales. I mean, you name it. This is a self-enrichment scheme at the highest levels. No question about it. But the question is, does this create long-term sustainable relationships with countries like Brazil or India or South Korea? No, not at all. It accelerates the global shift away from the dollar and into BRICS. Everything that Trump does accelerates that dramatic shift. You can see it. He's running around the world, angering every nation that you can imagine. He's angering them all. He's not winning friends and influencing people. He's pissing everybody off. And when they go back home, they're saying, hey, we got to get away from the dollar. We got to get away from the tariffs and the sanctions. We got to just basically stop emphasizing trade with the U.S. And besides, the U.S. consumers are going broke anyway, and they can afford less and less stuff that's manufactured by other countries. So as the U.S. economy implodes, which is exactly what's happening, even though the White House is obviously trying to put out a bunch of false data, just like Biden did, just like everybody does, in reality, the U.S. economy is imploding. You can see it in the plummeting revenues at restaurants. You can see it in the plummeting revenues at malls, at online retail, at car dealers, you know, you name it. Stuff that people buy, you know, clothing retailers, shoes, you name it. It's all plummeting. Everybody sees it. Even grocery stores with the higher end items. Yeah, people have to buy food, but they don't have to buy the most expensive food. This is why dollar stores have more business, which is kind of like rummaging through a garage sale. And that's always interesting. Dollar stores don't even bother to put anything on the shelves anymore. They just throw out a bunch of boxes and say, just get it yourself. You're only going to pay a dollar. Well, what is it now? $1.25, $1.50, who knows? You're going to pay a dollar, you got to get it yourself. And never forget that what Trump claims he's doing, and also with these tariffs, like 50% tariffs on copper and tariffs on steel and aluminum, etc., what Trump claims he's doing is that he is creating incentives for domestic production, as if everybody's going to set up a factory in the U.S. Well, I have a factory in the U.S., and I've been trying to expand it, and I can tell you it's almost impossible. Let me give you an example. Why? Did you know that if you build a new building, you have to give it electricity, right? And to give it electricity, you have to have all this, you know, you have to have transformers and power panels and all kinds of, you know, conduit with thick cables. It depends on how much power you need. But I recently built a laboratory that can also double as a small data center. Well, I should say I'm in the process of building it. But we have all the electrical components in place now, just in time. We bought it all just before the copper tariffs kicked in. And even when we were trying to buy these components, which was 6 months ago, a lot of the electrical components come from a company called Schneider Electric. It's the largest producer of sort of electric infrastructure for mostly for commercial use, but also for some residential planned communities and things like that. Well, Schneider is currently backlogged on orders. They are backlogged to the year 2030. So if you place an order today for a medium-sized transformer, they will put you on the schedule for delivery in 2030. Okay? You got that? Right. When we tried to order components, which weren't even massive or anything, I mean, yeah, our data center laboratory uses a lot more power than a typical building. And I forgot how many amps we ultimately put in it. I don't know, it was like 1,200 or 1,600 amps, something like that. It's a lot of amps at 240 volts. So it's a pretty big grid for one building. Even then, we were told that the wait time was, I think, 51, 52 weeks, something like that. Like a year? Are you kidding me? That's what we were told. So we had our electricians redesign the infrastructure to try to break it up into different lines, basically. That's a simplified version. And they did, so we were able to buy four smaller panels and smaller transformers, etc. And we were able to bring the wait time down to something like 12 weeks, I think it was. Maybe it was 8. I think it was 12. Anyway, we got that equipment in. It came on trucks, and we had to offload it with forklifts, you know. But we got our equipment. Well, it turns out that if you try to order that same equipment right now, it's a couple of years out. So Trump is tariffing the crap out of the countries that send us stuff, including electrical components from China and Europe and other countries. And then at the same time, basically telling the U.S. private sector, you have to build factories now. You have to build mining companies. You have to produce everything domestically. But you can't, because to build the factory, you have to buy components from other countries. Like I just said. Or you can get on the wait list for Schneider, and you can have your components in the year 2030 or 2031 or 2032, etc. Okay, got it? Now, that's even assuming you can get power at all from the power grid. Because as I've talked about recently, the Eastern power grid is maxed out, and the power grid operator is no longer allowing companies to build data centers and just attach to the grid because the grid's maxed out. They're already anticipating rolling blackouts. This is going to be happening nationwide, by the way, as these AI data centers come online, when they do in the years ahead. Yeah, your power will be a whole lot less reliable. You can count on that. So you can't even connect to the grid in the Eastern grid. So good luck with that. I mean, we were fortunate in Texas that Texas has enough spare power generation capability for me to attach our building to the grid. But even then, you know, we had to send our proposal to the power company. We had to list all the equipment, all the power draw, you know, everything. And then they had to go through and sign off on that plan, which took, it's like another 12 weeks or something. And this wasn't the county. This wasn't, you know, building approvals. This is just the power company. They have to approve your plans, and they have to know what you're running there. So we did. We listed all the stuff, you know, and then they approved it. Well, my point is, you're not going to be able to just build factories just everywhere you want to all across America, because we don't have the power grid and we don't have the electrical components. The backlog is 5 years out, okay? So Trump doesn't know this. This is the point. Trump is surrounded by people who compartmentalize him and who isolate him from the world. And literally, their job is to build a moat of ignorance around Trump so that he has no idea how anything works. And since he's not naturally curious about the world, he doesn't really care anyway. He just lets them feed him whatever they want to say. So Trump doesn't know that you can't build factories in America very easily. And that if you try to, you're going to run into these insane delays. So Trump has done all these deals with all these countries like North Korea and like the EU and Japan and others. That, oh, they're going to invest all this money into, you know, factories and data centers and so on in America. Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Where are you going to get the components to build them? Where are you going to get the power to run them? And where are you going to find the people to work in them? See, that's three core problems for you right there. Because in many places in America, you don't have any of that stuff. Now, granted, there are certain areas like in Arizona, you can set up a fabrication factory. In Texas, you can still build. Other states, there's certain places you can still build, but that's all going to get maxed out and you still can't get the components anyway. So by cutting off America from the rest of the world, what Trump has effectively achieved is an international trade embargo against America. He's put America under embargo. He's cut us off from the world's product supply chains while also making it nearly impossible for U.S. companies to build factories and to produce things domestically. How's that for a, you know, hat trick right there? Triple play. So in other words, what I'm saying is Trump's plan to revive the U.S. industrial base, this is a catastrophic failure. It's going to fail for the reasons I already mentioned. You just don't have the infrastructure to just bring online all these industries that Trump thinks can replace China and India and Korea. Are you kidding me? And Vietnam and Brazil and the EU and Japan. I mean, are you kidding me? It doesn't exist. You can't just wish it into existence with your fairy tale, dreamy, sleepy mind. It's like, we're just going to make stuff. Yeah, really? How are you going to make stuff? You don't have the infrastructure. And you can't just force the infrastructure into existence by cutting off the U.S. from other countries. But Trump is a trade idiot. He doesn't understand anything about how the world actually works. Now, Trump is a New York real estate genius, and bullying everybody and threatening everybody works great in New York and puffing out your chest and acting like you're the richest motherfucker in the town. You know, like that works in New York City because it's a cultural thing. Doesn't work for the rest of the country, and it doesn't work on the world stage. And that's why Trump, his plan is going to fail. And what's going to end up happening is the United States will suffer an economic and currency collapse, and the rest of the world will celebrate the end of the U.S. empire because the bully will have finally been punched in the mouth.
He punched me in the mouth!
And the bully will be on the ground, crying with his teeth knocked out and blood streaming out of the side of his lips.
And won't you punch me?
That's where it's going. I mean, there you go. Very easy to see this, actually. There's nothing that can change that outcome. I've already done the math. I mean, I've already looked at the infrastructure. I've done all the research on all the power grid, the electrical components, industry, and I'm active in this myself. Again, I'm building a factory. I mean, I run a factory. I mean, I don't run the machines myself anymore, but I used to. I know how this works. And Trump has put America on a path of total collapse. So there you go. And that's one reason why so many people who voted for Trump are very unhappy with what he's doing now, because he's basically turned into, you know, something somehow worse than Joe Biden when it comes to destroying the local economy. It's horrific. And I don't see him turning this around at all. So stay tuned, folks. It's going to get interesting. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Catch my work at Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. And in my opinion, load up on gold and silver while you can. That's probably what it's going to take. All right, take care. When you're ready for the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements, personal care products, do yourself a favor, do your health a favor, and shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. We have our own mass spec laboratory where we do our own in-house testing for heavy metals, for glyphosate, for bacteria, yeast, and mold, and E. coli, and salmonella, and so much more. We do more extensive testing for the cleanliness and the authenticity of foods than any other company that I've ever heard of. And you can get all of this right now, the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods at healthrangerstore.com, plus all these amazing categories. We've got personal care solutions for you, from toothpaste and shampoo and body soap to preparedness items such as freeze-dried fruits and superfoods in number 10 cans that are sealed and good for very long-term shelf-stable storage. We've got home care products such as cleaning concentrates and laundry detergents, automatic dishwasher detergent, and so on. And of course, we never use fragrance chemicals. We never use artificial dyes. We never use fillers or garbage or anything like that. Nearly everything that we sell is certified organic and non-GMO. And even our vitamin C is non-China vitamin C, non-GMO vitamin C. So shop with us. You'll be glad you did. And we have freeze-dried tart cherries available right now in number 10 cans and in pouches. And those are delicious. You can eat them like snacks. You'll love those. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.